It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Silty. We've got a boys basketball game tonight. Lacapaul Valley, the Eagles, taking on the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, the number two ranked team in Class A. And Mitchell, we got a full house here.
Yep, we got a big night. It's senior night out here at Dawson Boyd tonight, so we got a full house for both sides, so a good showing and fun to see.
And the band is here playing, and they're right below us here, it looks like.
Yep, they're...
Is that a mixture of Lacapaul band members and Dawson Boyd?
I believe it's both the Lacapaul Valley and Dawson Boyd bands, yep.
Yeah. They're doing a great job. They're playing loud, I know that.
Yep, playing very loud.
Okay. There they go, they stopped, so... Well, Mitchell, it's a big ball game here tonight. Always fun when Dawson Boyd plays Lacapaul Valley in any sport. And they always got a good following. So I'm going to turn it over to you again in the Subway pregame show here and tell us about these two teams.
Well, Dawson Boyd comes in with an overall record of 17-3. Those three losses are to the number one team in Class A, Cherry, the number one team in Double A, Albany, and then the number three team in Class B in South Dakota, Del Rapids St. Mary. They have a conference record of 13-0 this season, and they are currently on a 43-game win streak in conference games. That last loss for them came versus RTR back in January 10th of 2023. Section record is 11-0. They have 37 straight regular season wins versus section opponents. That is not taken into account the section tournament games. They have won 22 consecutive home conference games, and they've won 18 straight section home wins too.
Wow.
And so for Dawson Boyd, they come in with a home record of 7-0. They went undefeated at home last season, and they are currently have a 25-game win streak at home going on. Again, that last loss was versus RTR back in 2023.
Oh, wow.
And so they come in, as you mentioned earlier, they're the number two team in the state of Minnesota in Class A. They've been that all season. They are behind the number one team, Cherry, and Cherry being a perfect 21-0. Dawson Boyd averages 81 points per game on offense, and they give up 50 points per game on defense for a plus 31 point per game differential. That's good enough to be number one in the Camden Conference in all three categories. They're the back-to-back Camden Conference champions, and they're going for a three-peat this season. And if I believe, they got a good game coming up on Friday versus Central Minnesota Christian. And if they win that game, I believe they've pretty much secured their spot in the conference championship game. So that'll be a third straight conference championship game. They're currently on a seven-game win streak. They're coming off a 77-41 win at Ortonville. That game was last week. They're 25-10 versus Lacapaul Valley dating back to the 2004-2005 season. They've currently won seven games in a row versus Lacapaul Valley. That is including their game that they played this year. Dawson Boyd has won three straight home games versus Lacapaul Valley. Last season, they defeated Lacapaul Valley in Dawson 79-55. Season when they defeated LQPV 92-51, and they led 48-15 at the half. For Lacapaul Valley, they come in with an overall record of 10-13. They only have three games left in the regular season, including today. They have a home game versus KMS and then an away game at McRae. Their conference record is 7-6. Their section record is 5-7. And their away record is 3-6 this year. Their last road game that they won a conference section game was versus Minnesota. Last week they won that game 64-59. They average 68 points per game on offense. They give up 70 points per game on defense with a minus 2 point per game differential. They started the season 3-7, but they're 7-6 then since that point. And they're 4-2 in their last six games. But six of their 13 losses this season have come by an average of 2.8 points. So a couple games could have went either way for Arapahoe Valley this season.
Yep.
Currently, they're fifth in the Section 3A North standings. Dawson Boyd would be number one in the Section 3A North standings. So Arapahoe Valley still in a safe spot. The team 7 through 10 playing the pigtail games for the section tournament. So Arapahoe Valley sitting in good position there. They're 5-6 versus Dawson Boyd in the last five seasons, but they come in having lost seven straight games to Dawson Boyd, including this year's game. And they're looking for their first win at Dawson since the 2020-21 season, which they won 62-45.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell. Let's go into our State Farm Insurance starting lineup. First for the visiting Arapahoe Valley Eagles. 10-13 record, their starters. Carson Bessonen, a 5'7" senior guard. Number three, Davis Thatcher. Davis has scored 1,000 points in his career last week. He's a 6-foot senior. Number four, Brock Bierenhelt. Bierenhelt's a 6'3" senior and plays forward. Number 22, Baxter Cullough. Cullough's a 6'4" senior forward. Number 23, Matthew Arndt, a 6'1" senior guard forward. Matthew Arndt also scored 1,000 points in his career last week. The Eagles are coached by Robin Rademacher and assisted by Joel Voorhees, John Redepin. Here's the State Farm Insurance starting lineup for the Dawson Boys Blackjacks. Number zero, Gunnar Liebel, a 6-foot junior guard. Number three, Carson Stratmon. Stratmon's a 6-foot sophomore guard. Number five, Grayson Boyk. Boyk's a 6'8" senior guard. Number 10, Drew Yamlin. Yamlin's 6'7" senior forward. And number 12, Jackson Hasted, a sophomore at 6'3", and Jackson plays guard. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. Should mention the Blackjacks are coached by Corey Larson, assisted by Kiefer Stratmon, Dustin Yamlin, and Jason Boyd. And that is your State Farm Insurance starting lineup, brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent, with offices in Canby and Madison. Look at some other games in the Camden Conference. I think most of the boys are playing tonight in the Camden Conference, aren't they, Mitchell?
Yep, I think everyone's playing tonight. So we have our game tonight, Dawson Boyd in Arapahoe Valley. Then there, Canby is playing at TMB tonight. Central Minnesota Christian. Lakeview is at Minnesota. Ortonville is at McRae. And YME is at RCW. And then I only got two girls' games going on tonight, and I have a final, actually, one of the girls' games. KMS defeated Painesville 79-28 tonight. Then the only other girls' game I got is Arapahoe Valley girls are playing at Morris, going against Morris area, Chicago, Alberta.
That's right. Another boys' game in the West Central Conference, state-ranked Montevideo. Now, they're 17-2 on the season. They're hosting Eden Valley Watkins tonight. So keep you up to date on all those scores in basketball in the Q92 listening area. Well, it was senior night tonight. Let's recognize some of those seniors for Dawson Boyd. They came out with their parents on being recognized. And they put a lot of time in blackjack basketball, haven't they, Mitchell?
Yep, put in a lot of time, a lot of hard work, and it's good to be recognized for it.
Bo Johnson, Kate Solem, Grayson Boyk, Drew Yamlin, and Mitchell Myers. And Gunnar Olson, right?
Yep, Gunnar Olson.
Don't want to miss anybody.
Yep.
Gunnar Olson. So they were recognized with their parents on the gym floor just moments ago in front of a large crowd here in Dawson. And Blackjacks, as you mentioned, ranked number two in Class A. They've been almost ranked number two all season long.
Yep, I think
they?
I don't think the top three in Class A have changed all season long. I think those three have been Cherry, Dawson, Boyd, and Nevis for the whole season.
All right, now that wraps up our Subway pregame show as the school songs are being played. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the opening tip-off between Dawson Boyd and La Caprera Valley in boys basketball right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Halgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Blaine's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Park, Chris Woods and us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Team 92 Sports. Mitchell, we got quite an award ceremony going on down on the gym floor right now, aren't we? Haven't we?
Yep, they just recognized Dawson Boyd head coach Corey Larson as the winningest head coach for Dawson Boyd.
Dave Vanderwerf down there just presented Corey with a plaque. It might have been a surprise for Corey. And I think he was surprised the way it looks. He's a little emotional right now. Yeah, and of course, Dave Vanderwerf down there surprised him. They had a big poster. And Corey, the winningest basketball coach in Dawson Boyd history. Dave Vanderwerf had 354 wins as a coach for Dawson Boyd. We're going to be talking with Dave at halftime, by the way. And we'll see how many years he coached Dawson Boyd. I believe, Corey, that he broke the record last week. I think you're at 356, 357 wins.
Yep, Corey. I believe that's what the announcer said.
So, and some of Corey, of course, Corey Larson played on that 1991 state basketball team, and some of his teammates are here celebrating with him as well. So that's quite an accomplishment. A lot of wins there for Coach Larson. Nice to see, too, right?
Yeah, that was a great job by Dawson Boyd to recognize him for that. It's quite the accomplishment for any of the team in any win or category like that for basketball.
I saw Dave, Coach Vanderwerf, down there on the floor, came up behind Corey, and had this huge poster and a big plaque, and I saw Corey's face. He was quite surprised, and he got pretty emotional over that. So, and well-deserved, Coach Corey Larson, and he's a great guy. Great guy. Humble, very humble. So, I asked Coach Vanderwerf, Dave, to come up at halftime and visit with me at halftime, and Dave said he would, so really looking forward to that interview.
Yep, should be a fun interview and something new for us to do here during our halftime show.
All right, buckle up, here we go. The Blackjacks and the Eagles. Coach Rademacher around his team. A couple of the Eagles are ill tonight. I understand Allpress is out with some illness. And was it Young was the other one, I believe?
I believe so.
And so Locke Farvel a little shorthanded tonight. All right, here we go. Boyk is going to be jumping center with Cullough. B-Squad tonight. Dawson Boyd won 55-21. Here's the jump ball to start the ball game, and we're underway. Blackjacks going to our right.
Lockball looks like they're almost in a 1-2-2 zone, maybe a 3-2 zone. Start the game on defense.
Stratmore down in the corner to Boyk on the left wing. Throws it all the way to Gleeble. Gleeble only needs 16 points tonight to break 1,000 points in his career. Here's Yamlin from the corner for three. Nothing but net for Drew Yamlin.
That's a great job of Dawson Boyd there on offense, moving the ball around, getting the zone to scramble for Lapa-Powell Valley and finding Drew Yamlin open for three in the corner.
Yeah, the Blackjacks start the scoring with a three-pointer from the corner to fight Drew Yamlin. Here's Matthew Arn. He's been leading the Eagles in scoring most. Cullough for three to tie it. No, it won't go. And it goes in the corner and out of bounds. It'll be Dawson Boyd basketball. Yep.
Well, Aquafaro as a team shoots a little better than 35% from the three-point line this season. Something that they live and die by, the three-pointer. So we'll see if they can get those to start falling here in this game.
Blackjacks have that three-point lead. Quick pass down to Boyd. Easy basket. Wow, that was a nice assist from Halstead.
That was a great job of Dawson Boyd. He just sealed off the defender and able to get an easy point, an easy bucket in the paint there for Dawson Boyd.
And it's 5-0. Dawson Boyd leading Lockefeller Valley. The Eagles have the ball underneath their own basket in front of a large crowd here tonight. They bounce it in to Bessenden. Bessenden tried to bank it in underneath the basket. Won't go. Blackjacks are off and running. Yamlin drives baseline, kicks it in the corner. Liebel for three, and that's good.
That's the second three-pointer for Dawson Boyd here to start this first half, and they're out to an 8-0 start.
Gunner Liebel with 3 points, a three-pointer. 8-0. Cullough down and low. Bounces in the Bessenden. Bessenden tried to kiss it off the glass, laid up, no good. Boyd with rebound, quickly down to Liebel. Liebel lays it up and in.
And that's something Dawson Boyd loves to do. They get that rebound, and they get out and run immediately and get out in transition and try and get quick, fast break points on him.
And it's a quick 10-0 lead for Dawson Boyd. Matthew Arndt for Lockefeller Valley. Top of the key, it goes to Passer, another 1,000-point scorer.
Dawson Boyd is out in a man-to-man defense to start this game.
Bessenden, quick pass underneath.
Shot clock down to 10.
Here's number four. This is Bjornheld, and what happened there, Mitchell?
Got a foul, got a reach in here. Let's. It looks like Drew Yamlin for Dawson Boyd picked up his first foul.
National Honor Society, Dawson Boyd had a boot shelf drive tonight in the Commons area there. A lot of people out there. In the Bjornheld. Throws it all the way out to midcourt to Bessenden. And Bessenden threw it to Passer, and it went off Davis's hands out of bounds.
Passes a little outside the arms of Passer there. And it was a turnover for Lockefeller Valley. Possession going back over to Dawson Boyd.
It's one thing the Eagles can't afford tonight against a very good Blackjack team is turnovers. Got to take care of the ball. Here's Yamlin. 10-0, Dawson Boyd. Liebel from way out. No good. Rebounded Yamlin. Put back Yamlin. Scores.
Just a great job by Drew Yamlin. No one boxed him out. Lockefeller Valley able to get on the offensive glass and get the easy putback.
Well, one thing Coach Rademacher didn't want to have happen is getting a hole quick, and that's what's happening right now. It's 12 to nothing. And Hasted, good defense there on Bjornhild, knocked the ball out of bounds. Lockefall Valley will keep the ball. 12-0 Dawson Boyd, just underway here in Dawson tonight. Eagles with the possession. Cullough drives baseline on Boyd. Bounces it back to Bessonen. Carson, cross court. Here's Matthew Arndt for three. Good! Matthew Arndt hits a three-pointer. Boy, the Eagles needed that, didn't they?
Yeah, Matthew Arndt, the leader in three-point percentage for Lockefall Valley. He shoots three ball about 44% on the season.
Dawson Boyd, Liebel. Quick pass underneath. Taken away there by Cullough. Baxter will bring the ball across the floor himself. Now over to Bessonen. Top of the key for Carson. Cullough will put up a long shot. No good. Boyk with three ball at the top of the key. Gets it off. Here's an alley-oop to Liebel. Scores!
That's a nice job on the fast break there. And Gunner couldn't quite dunk the ball. Able to just lay it up off the glass and get an easy bucket for Dawson Boyd.
14-3, Blackjack. Passer's going to drive to the basket, lays it up and in. Nice drive to the basket by the Davis Passer.
That was a great drive by Davis Passer. Able to just lay it up and in over the defender.
Look at Hasted go to the basket. He missed the shot off the back iron, and Liebel picks it up, gets it over to Boyk. Grayson. Oh, that was Yamlin, excuse me. Here's Hasted from the corner. Three! Good!
The third three-pointer for Dawson Boyd to start the game here?
Yep. 17-5. Blackjacks. Matthew Arndt from the free throw line. Fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebounded by Drew Yamlin. Yamlin will bring the ball up the floor himself. Blackjacks set up their offense, leading 17-5. Hasted out to Stratmone. Here's Boyk in the Drew.
Lockefall Valley switched to a man-to-man defense.
Drew kind of throws it up. No good. Hasted with the rebound. Or kind of got a pass there, wasn't it?
I think it was a pass, but I will say for Drew, we'll say it was a pass.
So. All right. Kind of a half shot, half pass.
Oh, and a steal by Dawson.
Oh, Yamlin steals the ball. Now Yamlin having some trouble, but the Blackjack Stratmone picks up the loose ball. Liebel for three. Missed it. There's a rebound by Carson Bessonen.
Carson Bessonen went up and got that rebound over Grayson Boyd.
Oh, Bjornhild goes to the basket. Here's bump hard, no whistle. And the Blackjacks pick up the rebound. Coach Rademacher wanted a foul there. And now we're going to have a foul on Bjornhild. Yes. Pushing Yamlin down. Getting rough out there. Carson Bessonen, what did you say about him?
Carson Bessonen, I believe he went up and got that rebound over Grayson Boyk. I think there's about a foot difference in height there.
At least. Yamlin's free throw is good.
Nolan Smith checking in for Lockefall Valley, coming in for Brock Bjornhild.
Remember, the Eagles have a couple of their regular players out with illnesses tonight. 20-5, and Yamlin's second free throw, that is good. And it's 21-5. Dawson Boyd with 12:28 to play. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up in about 12 minutes. Here's Matthew Arndt. Matthew going one-on-one with Solem. Matthew goes to the basket, lays it off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Boyk. Grayson with the board, and he's going to bring it up the floor himself. The 6'8" forward loses the ball, and it goes into the Lockefall Valley bench, and it's going to be Eagle basketball.
Really good defense there by Lockefall Valley, forcing the turnover.
Here come the Eagles. They're down 21-5. 12 minutes exactly to play in the first half. 12 minutes right now. They go down low to Baxter. Blake all over Cullough. Over to Matthew Arndt. Outside the three-point arc. Here's Bessonen on the left wing. Behind the back dribble. Throws it to the top of the key to Matthew. Here's a shot by Arndt from the free throw line. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Drew Yamlin. Blackjacks with their 21-5 lead. They have the possession. Gunner, jump shot in the paint. Good. Gunner, Liebel.
That puts Liebel at 9 points. I think he said he only needed 16, so only 7 points away from getting 1,000.
In his career, 1,000 points in his career for Gunner Liebel coming up here. Carson Besson and stops his dribble. He's in trouble, and he throws the ball away. Boyd picks up the loose ball, and the Blackjacks, with their 23-5 lead, Stratmon drives in the paint, kicks it out to Yamlin. Yamlin for three, nothing but net. That guy is a pure shooter, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got a really nice shooting stroke. And that's a 21-point lead for Dawson Boyd, 26-5.
We'll take a commercial break. Timeout by Coach Rademacher. We'll be back in about a minute.
Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all of your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Mitchell Silty, Paul Ramo here. Timeout's over by Coach Rademacher. Mitchell, the Eagles find themselves down 26-5.
Yep, and I think if I remember correctly from when they played back in December, I think around this time it was 29-5, so very similar starts to both games for these two teams.
All right, Eagles with the basketball. See if they can get some offense going here, Lacaparle Valley. Cullough, down low, basket, I think he traveled.
Nope.
No, it's fouled, the foul on Blackjack.
Foul was on the floor. I think it was Carson Stratmon, yep, for Dawson Boyd, picking up his first foul.
If you're with us before the game, Coach Corey Larson was surprised. He surpassed Dave Vanderwerf for most wins by a Dawson Boyd basketball coach. 354 for Vanderwerf. Oh, the Blackjacks had a fast break, and that was Gunnar Liebel with 11 points. Gunnar Liebel with 11. 28-5. Blackjacks just dominating here to start the game. Passer. Blackjacks, here's a long three-pointer by rebounded by Yamlin. He's off and running. Yamlin's going to take it all the way to the hole.
Well, they call the charge. Offense foul. I think that was Brock Bierneel stepping in and take that charge. Possession will go back to Lacaparle Valley.
Well, you know, you got a 6'7", 6'8" coming at you full board. That's pretty good for Bierneel.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's only the third charge taken by Lacaparle Valley this season.
Here comes Lacaparle Valley. This is Carson Bessonen. Leads a lot of the stats for the Eagles. Season-wise, Carson's a good basketball player and a good golfer, I should mention. Better golfer than he's a basketball player, I think. He'll say that too. Here's Batcher for a long three, missed it. Rebounded there by Boyd. 28-5, Dawson Boyd. Boyd slam dunk, missed the dunk, ricochets all the way out to half court. My goodness,
that place would have erupted if that dunk would have went down for Boyd. Wow, that was impressive.
Kate Solem's fouled. Yeah, Brayson took two big strides, went to slam it, missed the slam dunk. Did you see how far that ball ricocheted?
Yep, that came out to the volleyball line. And
well, at the midcourt. Kate Solem at the free throw line. Kate gets a point. He's a senior. He was recognized with his parents before the game, as it is senior night out here at Dawson Boyd High School. 29-5, Solem second free throw. The Blackjacks can hit 30 points, and they do. 30-5.
If I remember from the last game of these two played, I think Boyd had two slam dunks in that game.
Yeah, it's kind of like this game, similar to the start of the game, isn't it, Mitchell?
Yep, similar starts. Dawson Boyd really controlling inside in the paint.
Patcher puts up a jump shot, and that missed. Boy, the Eagles are tough scoring here in the first half. They're getting shots off. Oh, there's a left-handed hook by Boyd. 4 points for Boyk. 9 minutes to play before halftime, and Patzer lost the ball. 32-5. 32-5, Dawson Boyk. Half as good.
16-2 in points in the paint. And out rebounding Lacrosse Valley right now. 12-1.
All right, Eagles inbounded underneath their own basket. They get in to Carson Besson, and here's the senior, Carson Besson, right wing to Bjornhild. Matthew Arndt has the ball, being guarded by Solem. Matthew stops his dribble. He's being double-teamed, and he gets the pass off to Bessonen. Bessonen looking for a place to drive, lays it up, throws the ball up there, no good. Rebounded by the Blackjacks, quickly down the half dead. Here's Boyk. Grayson pulls up for a three-pointer. It's short. Rebounded there by Bo Johnson. Blackjacks keep the ball, and Label with a jump shot scored. And I think he's got 13.
Nice mid-range jump shot by Label.
And Label needs three more points to reach 1,000 points in his career. And that's a big milestone. Here's Arndt from the free throw line. He missed the shot. Eagles percentage, shooting percentage, not good. Label pass down to Hasted, and Jackson scores. And it's 36-5. Blackjacks holding the Eagles to 5 points so far here in the first half. Arndt turns, shoots, missed it again. And Hasted with the rebound. Hasted. The Boyk. Solem, the Brayson in the left wing. Looking to Johnson. Bo Johnson finds an opening, goes in for the layup and scores.
A great drive by Bo Johnson there for Dawson Boyk, getting past the defender and finishing with the layup.
It's all Dawson Boyk right now, 38-5. Bjornhild wide open for a three. He had a good look, and it hits the rim, and it bounces away. Label, 3 points away from 1,000. Here's a three-point and 1,000 points. No good. Rebounded by Boyk. Boyk uses left hand, scores, and he's fouled. Brayson Boyk.
It's a great job by Brayson Boyk getting in position to get the offensive rebound. Able to convert and get fouled. Now go to the line for an and-one opportunity.
Gunnar Olsen, a senior, comes into the game for the first time tonight. Bo Johnson out. Grayson Boyk, he's had a sprained ankle. He's missed the last few games, and this is his first game back. And Boyk's free throw is good, and it's 40-5 with 7 minutes here in the first half. Eagles. Smith. Oh, now I got a
travel fault.
Who is that on?
Might have been Matthew Arndt, I think.
Or Cullif. Cullif,
yep.
I think.
Yep.
And I Coach Rademacher is going to call a timeout, so we'll take a commercial break with 6 minutes, 51 seconds to play in the first half. It's Dawson Boyk, 41, Lacrosse Valley 5.
Ready? This is Baxter Kalloff, and you're listening to Eagles Basketball on Q92.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KOQP listening area, opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Ryan Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with AgriPartners' premier seed line, AP Select, offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-7447. 1079 or AgriPartners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. I apologize, but while we're at commercial break, timeout was over and they passed it to Gunnar Liebel. Gunnar Liebel hit a three-pointer and he reached 1,000 points in his career. Quite an accomplishment there for Gunnar Liebel.
Yeah, 1,000 points and he's only a junior for Dawson Boyd.
Yep, he could have waited till we were back on the air, you know.
Yeah, only needed to wait about another 20 seconds.
Jeepers. And yeah, so sorry about that, but pretty exciting. Gunnar, the Blackjacks timeout, took the passed the ball in the Gunner, and he turned around, shot it from the top of the key, and it went in. And that puts him at 16 points. That's what he needed for 1,000 points in his career. And so pretty big accomplishment there. Blackjacks now have three players on the floor. Oh, look at that play by Cade Solem. Holy cow.
Was that an assist by Liebel on that one?
Yep, it was. Blackjack's lead 46-5. Here's Passer, missed a scutty shot underneath. Liebel up to Boyk. Boyk drives Bjornhild and quick pass down to Gunnar Olsen, scores. Gunnar Olsen's first basket.
Lead is now 48-5 for Dawson Boyd here with 5.5 to play in the first half.
So, something I want to mention. And Tim Patzer helped me out with this before the game. Now there's five players that have 1,000 points or more on the floor here tonight. Two for Lacapra Valley and three for Dawson Boyd. And that was Liebel again?
Yep, that was Liebel again. A nice mid-range pull-up jump shot.
And so how many times can you say that during a basketball game that you got five 1,000-point scorers on the floor? Here's Liebel on a fast break. Alley-oop to Boyk, and he missed it. Timing is a little off there on the alley-oop to Boyk. Here's Baxter Cullough. Spin move in the paint. Turns around, shoots, and he's fouled. And Baxter will go to the... or Baxter, right?
Yeah, yep, Baxter
Cullough will go to the free throw line. Yeah, Boyk has 2,000 points. And Grayson's coming up on 1,000 points rebounding. 1,000 rebounds coming up to him. And Baxter Cullis' free throw is no good. Boyk's going to come out of the game. Yamlin back in with Stratmon. And say Cade Solem comes out. Folks, it's 50-5. And Baxter Cullis has the free throw line. And the free throw is good.
First free throw attempts for Lacapa Valley in this game.
They've been out-rebounded here in the first half. Liebel gives in to Yamlin in the pick. Good. Rebounded by Bessonen. 4:20 to play in the first half. 15-6. And Liebel almost stole the ball. Knocks it out of bounds.
That last rebound by Carson Bessonen, he is the leading rebounder for Lacapa Valley. He leads them in offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds. And he's the only player for Lacapa Valley that has 50-plus offensive rebounds and 100-plus defensive rebounds.
And how tall is he?
5'7".
Amazing. Amazing stat. Oh, Bjornell goes down low. Blocked by...
Got a foul.
Oh, the foul on Gunner. Okay.
A nice backdoor cut by Brock Bjornell. And a good recovery by Liebel, but got too much of the arm on the block, and so that'll send Brock Bjornell back to the free throw line.
Brock Bjornhild, you have to score in the game, and free throw is in and out. That ball is in the cylinder. Patzer comes in for Smith. Bo Johnson back in for Liebel, who has 18 points here in the first half. Brock's second free throw, that rattles in and out. Rebounded by Yamlin. 50-6, Blackjacks. 3:57 to play in this first half. And here's a three-pointer by Hastead. He, no good. Rebounded Gunnar Olsen. Scores and he's fouled. Gunnar Olsen got the rebound, put it up, and scored, and he was fouled.
Who's the follow-on?
I live on Davis Patzer.
Okay. And Gunner at the free throw line makes his free throw.
Dawson Boyd, a perfect 6 for 6 at the free throw line here tonight.
53-6, Blackjack. Destin and Quirk, quick 3, rolls off the rim, no good. Another rebound by Drew Yomlin. Alley-oop to Stratmon, and Stratmon, nice play by Carson. Banks it in. He used his body well there, didn't he?
That was a great job by Carson, finishing through the contact.
55-6. Eagles with the basketball. Matthew Arndt over to Bessonen. Bessonen, fadeaway shot, no good. Rebounded by Gunnar Olsen. Gets it over to Drew. Between the leg dribble by Yomlin. In the corner, here's Bo Johnson for 3 from deep in the corner. Yomlin with the rebound and put back. Well, the Eagles have no answer on the rebounding end, do they?
Nope. Lacrosse Valley just having a tough break on the rebounding. Dawson Boyd doing a great job of boxing out on both the offensive and defensive glass.
Patzer kicks it out to Carson. Quick pass underneath to Cullough. Cullough tried to bank that one in, and that was hard off the glass. No good. And Cade Solo with the rebound. Quick pass down to Gunnar Olsen. No good. Tipped out. Here's the Eagles. Davis Patzer pulls up for 3. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Bo Johnson. We're going the other way. The Blackjacks with a 57-6 lead. Stratmon in the corner. Yomlin down low. Underhand layup by Drew, and he scores. 14 for Drew Yomlin.
That was just a great job of ball movement there by Dawson Boyd, finding Yomlin for the wide open layup.
59-6. Bjornell for 3, and that is no good. Boy, the Eagles cannot buy a basket. They're shooting a lot. They just can't score. And there's a crash. Fast break down low. Bo Johnson with the layup. And Coach Rademacher not happy. We'll take a commercial break with a minute 45 to play in the first half. It's Dawson Boyd 61, Lacrosse Valley 6. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste to be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Start by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond.
Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here in Dawson with a minute 45 to play before halftime. It's Dawson Boyd 61, Lacrosse Valley 6. Timeout's over. The ball stolen by Gunnar Liebel. He's going in and lays it up and in. He's got 20 points in the first half. He scored 1,000 points in his career earlier. 63-6. Here's Baxter, finally a three-pointer for Lacrosse Valley. Baxter Cullough. The Eagles needed that. Here's a three-pointer by Drew Yomlin.
Nice job by Drew Yomlin getting that 3 points right back for Dawson Boyd.
66-9. Well, it was finally nice to see a three-pointer go in. Look at Bessonen go to the basket. There's a shot, number 25.
Elias Alonzo.
And Alonzo gets on the board. Long three-pointer by Yomlin. No good. Here come the Eagles. Carson Bessonen, top of the key. Patzer, left wing, right in front of Coach Corey Larson. Here's Baxter. 30 seconds to go. We have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. Here's Patzer. pulls up. 22 seconds. What do we got on the shot clock?
10 seconds left on the shot clock.
Here's a long three-pointer by Matthew Arndt. No good. Big rebound there by Boyd.
Boyd just went up and high-pointed that rebound. 10 seconds for Dawson Boyd here to end the first half.
Gunner with the ball. The Boyd. 5 seconds. Stratmon to Boyd. Boyd, top of the key. Three. Why not? Missed it. Goes out of bounds. And we're going to be at halftime here. Wow. It went out of bounds. Oh, they got time left on the clock.
2 seconds left. They didn't start the clock.
What are they going to do?
Well, they just take it. I think they just took the point two off. Yep.
All right.
There's the buzzer.
Yeah, we're at halftime.
Yep.
66-11. Dawson Boyd. We'll take a break, and we'll be back. We're going to visit with Dave Vandewerf, former head coach of the Blackjacks here, coming up next.
Hi, I'm Drew Yaman. I play for Blackjack Basketball, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
Welcome back, everybody, to Dawson Boyd High School. This is the Neon Needles, or the Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. What a show by Dawson Boyd in this first half. Held at Eagles points. Blackjacks lead 66-11. We'll go through the scoring in a little bit because we have a special guest with us. Longtime boys basketball coach for Dawson Boyd, Dave Vandewerf, joins us. Dave, thanks for making the long climb up here.
Not a problem. I need the exercise.
Well, did you surprise Corey? Was he surprised?
He was totally surprised, and everybody in the place knew it but him, which is pretty good when you can do that. He was taken back a little. That was kind of nice.
He got a little emotional,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did, yep.
You don't think Corey get emotional
no,
too much.
No, but he's emotional that way, so, yep. It means.
Okay, 54 wins as a Blackjack head boys basketball coach.
That is correct, yeah. Yeah, I have to think about that sometimes.
That's a lot of wins, Dave.
Yeah. It's you put in a number of years and have some good players along the way, and it works out pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, when did you start coaching?
Matter of fact, I was assistant coach for 6 years first, and then
I started under
John Norgard.
Okay.
And then I became head coach in the fall of 79 and 80. That was my first year, and 2005 was my last year. So
1980 you started?
Yep, 79, 80, and then that's 2005, so I had 26 years in as head coach. So.
Okay, yep. I was telling Mitchell here, I remember I went down and did an all-star game. I think you were coaching in an all-star game one of your last years.
Yeah, that was in 2002.
Okay.
Yep. So,
and I was trying to remember the Dawson Boyd boy's name that was down there. Wasn't there a Blackjack on that?
No,
team?
There was not.
Oh,
no,
there wasn't. Okay.
No, I had Corey Larson as assistant and then John Rex as my two assistants that year. So.
You coached during the 91 team that went to state.
Yep.
Talk about that experience.
Well, it's unbelievable. And you wish that every team in the state could have that opportunity, and everybody shoots for that, and certainly the Blackjacks, the way they're playing this year, there's a real good chance, but you got to take one game at a time. But it's just unbelievable, and the way the community and the area gets behind you is just something else and stuff. And
Corey was on that team.
Corey was a starting guard. He was a junior. He averaged about eight points a game and stuff for us that year. We had Jeff Norgard, who was averaging about 27 a game, and then Brian Pressel averaged about 18, and Jeff Anderson was at 13, so John Strum was our other one. He averaged about 6. So,
wow.
Yeah.
What do you remember about that year when it just pops in your head? What do you remember?
Well, I remember every game we came to, B-Squad game, the gym was filled up and stuff, and that was, I mean, you not just the Dawson Boyd fans, but you had the communities around that followed us also, because they wanted to see some good basketball.
Right,
so.
Right. Do you remember what happened at state? Or?
Oh, yeah. We played Argyle in the first game, and we were down a little bit at halftime, and we came back, and that was at Williams Arena. And we ended up winning that game by about 8 points, but it came down to the end. We had to hit some free throws, and we hit them and won.
Nice.
And then we went into the semifinals, and then it moved down to the Civic Center in St. Paul.
Okay, I remember the Civic Center.
And we played Westbrook Walnut Grove, and we just didn't match up well with them, and we didn't shoot the ball extremely well. We ended up getting beat by about 10 points in that ball game. Okay. Then we ended up playing Becker for third place, and we ended up beating them in the last couple minutes, so we'll be able to take third place and stuff. But each game was right on, and all the way through was just a fun time.
Fun, great memories.
Yo,
too, right?
Great memories all the way through, and you still talk to people about it and so on. So,
did you ever think at the time that one of your players would surpass you in wins like tonight?
Well, isn't this great? I mean, for me to be here and to have my own a player to do that is just unbelievable. That's pretty special for that to happen.
Yep, and Corey's done a fantastic job.
He does a great job. Yeah, yep. It was not hard to turn it over to him because I knew he was going to do a great job.
Could you tell as a player that he'd make a good coach?
Oh, yeah, because he was a point guard and he directed things out there. And he got the ball to where we needed to get it to the people inside. You know, right now they shoot more threes than we probably did in 91 and stuff. But it depends upon the makeup of your team and stuff. And things are a little more open that way and a little different. But, yeah, no, Corey was he was a team ball player. And he worked extremely hard. And, he's just a great ball player for me also. So
Corey, I think he surpassed you last week sometime.
Right, yep. Yeah, that was a road game, so they were going to do it here. They were hoping for a home game, but it doesn't always work that way.
Did you have any? Now, tonight, we've got, with Gunner scoring 1,000 points in his career, Doc Carl has 2,000 points scored. Dawson Boyd now got three. Grayson's got 2,000, but have you ever seen five players in one game that are 1,000 points?
Yeah, it's unbelievable nowadays, but, you know, you look at things, and it's the game's a little longer. They play a few more games, so you have a chance, because I had a number of players that were in the 800, 900 that didn't make it, you know, and stuff. But, you know, that's just the way it goes, and that's the part how the game has changed and stuff, too.
That's right. So, quite the thrill. I was watching Corey's face when you came up. You gave a plaque.
Yeah, it was his picture of a plaque with his uniform number.
Oh, wow.
And his jersey for number 14 that he had, the gold home jersey that he wore and stuff.
Can I ask you, did he say anything to you?
Oh, yeah. He just says, thanks, coach. You had a lot to do with this.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I noticed he got emotional about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's pretty cool when you can do something like that.
Yeah, and like he was just taken by surprise because he's thinking about his game and it worked out really well.
Yeah, you threw him off a little bit.
Yeah, he had to come back a little bit on it.
That's right. So, Dave, thanks for joining us up here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. You've always been so kind to me over the years.
You guys do such a great job, and for our area, you guys are just super.
Yeah.
So thanks, Paul.
You bet, Dave. Thanks for making the trip up way up here.
Certainly. Not a problem.
Now you can go down, not up.
That's easier.
Okay. Dave VanDerWerf, longtime head coach of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And Mitchell, you got some stats there before we start second half?
Nice.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
So for the halftime stats, I got Dawson Boyd went 6-for-6 on their free throws. Doc Paul Valley went 1-for-4 on their free throws. Dawson Boyd out rebounding Lacrosse Valley by 31-6 in terms of rebounds. The leading rebounders for Dawson Boyd, Drew Yaman with 10, Grayson Boyk with 8, Gunnar Lebo with 5, and then leading rebounder for Lacrosse Valley, Carson Bessonen with 3. And for points in the paint in the first half, I had Dawson Boyd outscoring Lacrosse Valley in points in the paint 40-2.
All right, and scoring-wise, quickly, Lacrosse Valley, 2 points for Patzer, 3 points or 4 points for Cullop, a 3 for Arndt, and Alonzo with 2. For Dawson Boyd, Gunnar Olson with 5, Jackson Hasted with 7, Grayson Boyk with 7, Stratmon with 2, Kate Solom with 4, Bo Johnson with 4, Drew Yamlin with 17, Gunnar Liebel with 20, and Gunnar scored his 1,000 point in his career there in the first half. All right, we'll take that wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. We'll take a quick break, come back, let's start the second half right after this.
I'm with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, what's happening?
Well, what's happening? Come on in, Accessories and Awesome Dawson. Have a dark chocolate sea silk caramel and look around for something beautiful for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day. It's never too early to start shopping. Monica's has gift certificates, free gift wrapping, wonderful fashions, and new items added daily, and Monica will throw in a gift with your gift certificate. So shop small and awesome Dawson at Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your at 320-289-2388.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. 18 minutes up on the scoreboard, and the Blackjacks, 66-11, Mitchell.
Yeah, Dawson Boyd do no wrong in that first half. They shot the three ball well. They really attacked the paint and just had more free throws, out-rebounded, just had more fast break points, just had everything go their way for the first half.
I want to thank Coach Dave Vanderwerf for coming up at halftime. Awful nice guy, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. All right, here we go. And looks like the Blackjacks threw the ball away to start the second half.
The ball was poked going towards the out-of-bounds line. Label went to save it and stepped out of bounds. So possession will stay with Lockpile Valley. Dawson Boyd out in a man-to-man defense for the second half.
Obviously, that's the lowest output the Eagles have done all year and a half is 11. Here's a call-up from the baseline. Three, no good. Halfstead grabs the rebound. They push to the floor. No whistle, and it goes out of bounds. Dawson Boyd will have the ball. The starters are in.
Yeah, Lockbar had 11 at half this game, and I think the previous low was versus Dawson Boyd. In their first matchup, they only had 15 at that game.
Great memory, Mitchell, great memory. Here's Yamlin in the paint, kicks it out to Stratmon, wide open for a three. Carson, he missed it, hit the side iron, rebounded by Cullum. Quick pass up to Burnell. And Burnell pulls it back out because Yamlin got back quick on defense. Here's a long three-pointer by Pastor. He missed everything. Oh, nice save by Kala. Baxter with a nice save there. Eagles keep the possession. Just underway, 66-11. Dawson Boyd leading Lock of Parle Valley in this Camden Conference matchup.
Shot clock under 10.
Burnell, top of the key three. He rattled in and out. No good. Besson in with the board. Puts the shot up. That's no good. And there's Boyk with the rebound. Racing across midcourt. Left wing to Stratmon. In the corner to Yamlin. Yamlin for three. This kid can shoot the ball. What in the world?
How many threes is that for Yamlin? Is that three of them or four of them?
That's 4 3-pointers for Yamlin. He's got such a nice-looking shot, isn't it? Just pure shooting.
Yeah, hardly ever touches the rim either.
Nope, it just rips the net.
Stratmon picked up a foul for Dawson Boyd. Lockpile Valley will inbounds the ball.
69-11. Just underway here in the second half. Eagles inbound it to Burnell. Out to Bessonen. Almost went across half court. Carson. Left wing to Matthew Arndt. Arndt scored over 1,000 points in his career. So right now there's 5 players on the floor. 2 for Lockpile Valley, 3 for Dawson Boyd that have scored 1,000 points in their career. Oh, and then the Eagles throw it away. Boyd picks up the loose ball. Stratmon for 3, nothing but net for Carson.
Make the score 72-11 for Dawson Boyd.
5 points for Carson Stratmon. Bessonen in the corner to Patzer. Large crowd here tonight at Dawson Boyd High School. They recognized Corey before the game and the seniors. There's a three-pointer by Matthew Arndt, his second of the game. Blackjack Stratmon. Yamlin drives to the basket, drops at the half-stead, and Jackson is fouled underneath the basket by Baxter Colliff.
Yep, Baxter Colliff picked up the foul on the half-stead. We'll go to the free throw line for Dawson Boyd. Dawson Boyd 6-for-6 on their free throws tonight. Hasted's first trip to the line.
Boy, the Blackjacks can score points fast, can't they? And the free throw is missed by Hasted. Jackson's really come on here, and especially in the second half of the season as a sophomore, worked his way into the starting lineup. Second free throw is good. 8 points for Hasted. 73-14. Blackjacks leading the Eagles in this Camden Conference boys basketball game. Biernell tried to drop it down low. Good defense there by Stratmon. Matthew Arndt puts up a long three. No good. Hits the rim. Rebound by Yamlin. Yamlin's got a lot of rebounds. Man.
Yeah, I got Yamlin for 11 rebounds in the game so far.
And he drives baseline, drops it off the half-dead. Half-dead drops it to Boyk. Boyk's fouled and he scores. Wow, a power move there by Brayson Boyk. Gives him 9 points, and Brayson will go to the free throw line and try to make it 10.
Brayson 1-for-1 at the free throw line here tonight.
And Brayson missed the free throw, rebounded by Carson. Carson quickly up the floor to Patzer. He goes down low. Good defense there by Gunnar Liebel. Here's Biernell, top of the key three, hits the front of the rim, bounces out of bounds. It'll be Blackjack basketball. B squad tonight, or JB game. Dawson Boyd 55, Lockport Valley 21. And Dawson Boyd C squad won handily. Didn't get the score there, but they did beat Lockport Valley and C squad tonight. Here at 75-14. Stratmon for three. The three balls are flying. No good. Rebound Boyk. Easy points for Brayson on the rebound.
Got Boyk up to 11 rebounds now for Dawson Boyd.
That's what you call a junk basket, right?
Yeah, or
well, that's what I call it anyway.
Yeah.
Baxter is trying to the basket for Lockport Valley, and he is double teamed by Yamlin and Boyk. Yamlin 6'7, Boyk 6'8. Kind of hard.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tough matchup trying to get into the lane on those two.
Who they call a foul on? Boyk. So Baxter Culliff at the free throw line, he missed his first free throw.
Baxter was 1-of-2 at the line for that free throw attempt.
Hey, we got Team Section Wrestling coming up Thursday right here at Dawson Boyd. Team United hosting Hutchinson in the first round of wrestling action. Section Wrestling, Thursday night, 7 o'clock right here on Q92. Boyd, Gunner for three, and that was short. And it goes all the way out to midcourt. Gunnar Liebel falls down with Bessonen, and they get the Blackjacks get the ball. They go down to Boyk, and Boyk is throwing in some points right now. 13 for Brayson.
Yeah, Boyk really established himself in the paint so far to start this second half.
79 points for Dawson Boyd. And we got 13 minutes to play in the ballgame. Bessonen way out, three-pointer, no good. Culliff with the rebound. In the paint, puts the shot up, missed it. Brayson with a rebound. Yamlin, Stratmon wide open for three, no. Liebel with the rebound, dishes it off to Boyk underneath and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lockport Valley.
Dawson Boyd averages 81 points per game on the season. They're at 79 now with 13 minutes left in the second half.
You know, we've been talking about the offense, but how about the defense?
The defense, Dawson Boyd averages only gives up about 50 points per game on defense on the season.
Well, that average so far is doing pretty good. Boyd for three from the corner. Oh, my goodness. 82-14. Patzer. Coach Rademacher talking about the referee in front of him there. Passing in. You know, it's not that the
I don't know what the shooting percentage for Lock Crawl was in the first half. I mean, they got shots off. They just didn't fall.
Yeah, then it's just tough all around for Lock Crawl Valley in terms of shooting tonight.
Bessonen fadeaway three, no good. Passer gets the rebound. In the paint to Arndt. Bjornhild, Brock, whistle. Foul by Dawson Boyd. May have been in Gunner Olsen.
I think called Kate Solom. That's his second foul in the game.
12 minutes, 34 seconds to play in the ball game here in Dawson tonight. Great crowd. Oh, and then Patzer tried to inbound the ball behind the bat. He hit the backboard, didn't he?
So he went to inbound the ball. Boyk deflected it, hit off the backboard, went out of bounds, going back to Lockport.
Oh, nice inbound play. Patzer to Bjornhild.
Nice play designed there by Lockport Valley, getting Bjornhild wide open, trailing to the basket for a layup on the inbound play.
82-16. Dawson Boyd leading. And here's Bo Johnson. Three-pointer for Bo Johnson. Wow.
Everyone getting shots to fall for Dawson Boyd tonight.
85-16. Patzer. Top of the key. Being guarded by Solom. Patzer looking for an opening. Kicks it out to Arndt. Arndt. Trying to shoot over Yamlin, pulled it back down. And Bessonen's wide open for a three. Nothing but net for Carson Bessonen. And that's his first points of the game. A long three-pointer by Bessonen. 85-19. And now Yamlin tried to get down to Gunnar Olsen and threw it out of bounds. Well, I'm running out of peanut M&Ms, Mitch. Oh, man, let's go get some more. Oh, I got three left.
That's not good.
3 minutes, and we got 11 minutes to play. 85-19. That's my go-to thing now, peanut M&M's.
It's hard to beat peanut M&M's.
Yep. We only got two left. I'm going to have to make them last year. Eagles down 85-19, and what was that
called? We got an illegal screen on Elias Alonzo for Lock Crawl Valley. Possession will go back to Dawson Boyd.
Really good crowd here tonight in Dawson. They had a lot of activities before the game in the Commons area. They did a major food shelf drive. There's a lot of health and mental health thing vendors here. And it was good to see. 11:14 to go. The Blackjacks passing the ball around the perimeter. They lead 85-19. Here's Gunnar Olsen going to try a three. Missed it. Rebound. And a kind of a half slam dunk there by Boyd. 18 for Boyd. Gunnar Liebel got his. Here's a long three by Patzer and hits the back iron. Baxter Cullough gets the rebound and then he throws it right into the hands of Yamlin. Turnover. Eagles. Boyd. Gunnar Olsen. Gunnar looking to dribble the ball to the right side. Stops his dribble. Loses the ball. Picks it back up. Gets it to Boyd. Here's Johnson for three again. No, it won't go. Underneath, a nice dish there by Yamlin to Solom and Cade with a basket. Eagles down low to Cullough, and he couldn't get the shot off underneath. Kind of lost the handle on that, didn't he, Mitchell?
Yeah, I think he didn't really have control of it.
Here's Solom for three. Missed that. Rebound, Solom to Boyk. Gunnar Olsen. Quick move inside. Smith almost took it. Nolan Smith in for Lock Crawl Valley. Under 10 minutes to play.
Shot clock at 5.
And here's Yamlin from deep in the corner for a three. No good. Blackjack Boyd goes to the basket, lays it up and in.
That was a great job by Bo Johnson for Dawson Boyd on that offensive possession. He collected two offensive rebounds for Dawson Boyd.
20 points for Brayson Boyd. 20 points for Gunnar Liebel. And 20 points for Drew Yamlin. Patzer for a long three-pointer. No good. Cullough with the rebound. He missed the putback. Here come the Blackjacks. Boyd. Dawson Boyd with the possession. 9:10 on the clock. 91-19. Gunnar Olsen from the corner won't go. Here come the Eagles. Davis Patzer quickly across midcourt. He's going to go all the way to the basket. lays it up, missed it. Kate Solon there with the board. Going the other way quickly. Here's Yamlin for three. Hits another one. Drew Yamlin with his fifth three-pointer of the game.
Makes the score 94-19 for Dawson Boyd.
And we've got 8 minutes and 36 seconds to play in this ball game. Baxter, spin move. Goes in, blocked by Johnson. What was the score last time Dawson Boyd and Lockbrawl played each other?
It was 92-51.
Okay.
Foul was on Bo Johnson, the Dawson Boyd. Baxter Culliff going back to the line.
Baxter Culliff with 4 points, and he makes that free throw. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor.
Now we got a substitution.
Substitute, okay. We're going to keep it right here.
Dawson Boyd taking out all the seniors.
Oh, yeah, that's what Corey's doing, taking the seniors out. So Culliff at the free throw line, and Culliff scores, makes both free throws. 94-21, Dawson Boyd. Gunnar Liebel over to Mason Boffin into the game now, number 4. Liebel, who scored 1,000 points in his career. Here's a three-pointer by Hasted, and they missed it. That was short. Picked up by Stratmon, and Dawson Boyd keeps the possession. Mason Boffin over to Gunner. Gunner from NBA range, no good. Hasted with the rebound, put back. That won't go. And a rebound by Alonzo of Lacapral Valley. And was he fouled?
I think so on the rebounding attempt, so it'll go to Lacapral Valley.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Dawson tonight. Camden Conference boys basketball game. Senior night for Dawson Boyd, and they have a 94-21 lead over the Eagles. Alonzo, number 25, dishes the ball off the Culliff. He loses the ball to Colton Boffin. Here's Stratmon in for the layup.
Great fast break run there by Dawson Boyd with Colton Boffin and Carson Stratmon.
96-21. Baxter drives to the basket, goes up and rolls off the rim, gets his rebound, and he's fouled. I don't know if Baxter's come out of the game yet today. He's got to be getting tired.
I got Baxter for 7 rebounds. He now leads Lacapral Valley in rebounding tonight.
And I believe in scoring. No, he's tied with Matthew Arndt with 6. Free throw good by Culliff. Now he's got 7, leads the Eagles in scoring. It's a running clock. It's been a running clock. The clock will not stop. Culliff's free throw is good. 5:40 to go. Clock running.
Caden Stender has checked in for Lacapral Valley.
96-23. Hasted down low. Nice defense there by the Eagles. And Blackjack gets the ball back. Here's a three-pointer by Colton Boffin. Missed. No good. Rebound and put back there by Liebel. That's Gunner Liebel's first basket in the second half. Gives them 8-23. Blackjacks 2 points away from the century mark. And they've hit that a couple times this year. Ooh, Matthew Arndt was fouled?
No, Baxter Culliff was fouled.
Oh, Baxter.
Chapman picking up the foul there for Dawson Boyd. His third. Baxter going back to the line.
98-23, Dawson Boyd and Baxter at the free throw line. And the free throw's up and good. So Culliff, what's he got? 3, 5, 6 points from the free throw line. And we got substitutes coming in for both teams now. With the clock will not stop. Coming up on 4 minutes left of the game. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game and an A-plus cooperative player of the game. And the free throw again. Well, nice job from the free throw line there by Baxter Culliff. That's probably the only bright spot for the Eagles tonight.
All right, let's get the roster out here. We got new players on the floor. Gunnar Olsen for three, top of the key, no good. Rebounded underneath by number 11, and he scores, Colton Boffin.
And that'll put Dawson over the century mark. They score 100 points in this game. Scores 100 to 25.
Once again, the clock continues to run. And the free throw is good by, who is that?
Colton Boffin.
Colton Boffin, yeah. 3-point play there. 101 to 25. 3:10 to play. Eagles with the possession. Smith, number 11, with the basketball. Over to
Grant Bierke
into the game. To the JV out here now for La Caprile Valley. And the ball stripped. Nice steal there by Landon Keeman. Keeman with the basketball. Over to Colton Boffin. Top of the key for Gunner. Another 3-point attempt by Gunner Olsen. He's launched a few of them. He wants a 3-pointer really bad tonight, I think.
Yep, really working for it, trying to get it.
Eagles with the possession. And, Landon Keeman with the foul.
That'll send Tanner Callis to the line for La Caprile Valley.
Number 14, Tanner Callis, the junior. Not a good night for La Caprile Valley. Callis' free throw is good. He gets on the board. Our next broadcast comes Thursday night. Dick Newman, Danny Lee will be right back here in Dawson Boyd High School for Team Section Wrestling. 7 o'clock versus Hutchinson. Palace, second free throw is good. Minute 40 to play. Keeman, Gunner Olsen, Keeman, Gunner Olsen. Playing catch. Gunner goes to the basket, lays it up and in. What a move by Gunner Olsen.
Gunner also with a nice drive, able to get the finger roll layup for Dawson Boyd.
That looked like the NBA. Here's Nolan Smith with the ball. The Bierke. Smith and Bierke. You know, I called their dad's basketball game. Think of that now. I called their dad's basketball game. That's how old I am.
Looks like Tanner Callis going back to the free throw line for La Caprile Valley.
50 seconds in the game, and then we'll take a break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show coming up shortly. Callis at the line again. He sank both free throws. He missed that one. Rebounded there by Colton Boffin. Tanner Keeman. Boffin drives to the basket, lays it up and in. With 30 seconds to go, it's 105 to 27. See if the Eagles can break that 30 mark. Bierke with the ball, launches a three for 30. He hits it! Bierke hits the three, and it's 105 to 30.
That'll
do it. That's your final score, 105. Dawson Boyd, La Caprile Valley, 30. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from.
Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Hi, I'm Gunnar Liebel of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, and you listen to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3 or Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Stilty here at Dawson Boyd High School. And the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks dominate the Eagles tonight, 105-30. Mitchell, your thoughts on the game?
Well, Dawson Boyd could just have their way whenever they wanted to do tonight. That's what they were able to do. They got out fast break, out-rebounded, really dominated the paint, shot the three-pointer well, made their free throws, and it did whatever you wanted them to do, they did it.
All right, let's go through the scoring first. For La Caparo Valley, Carson Besson with a three-pointer, Grant Bierke with a three-pointer, Davis Patzer, 2 points, Brock Bjornhild, 2 points, Tanner Callis with two free throws, Matthew Arndt with 6 points. He had two threes. Elias Alonzo with a bucket. And your leading scorer was Baxter Cullip with 10 points. 7 of the 10 points came from the free throw line for Baxter Cullip. That's your scoring for the Eagles. For Dawson Boyd, Gunnar Olson with 7 points. Jackson Hasted with 8. Colton Bothan with 5. Bo Johnson with 7. Kate Solom with 6. Carson Stratmon with 7. And your leading scorers for Dawson Boyd, Grayson Boyk with 20. Drew Yamlin with 23. He was the leading scorer. Yamlin with 23. He had 5 three-pointers in the game. And Gunnar Liebel in the first half reached 1,000 points in his career. And he ends up with 22 points. He had 20 points in the first half. So congratulations to Gunnar Liebel, our Neon Needles Subway player of the game. And he gets a T-shirt from Neon Needles and Subway Value Meal from Subway in Appleton, Dawson, Clare City, and Wilmer. Thanks to Gary Hendricks for the Subway coupons there. And also, they had an award ceremony before the game. Dave Vanderwerf surprised Corey Larson, his former player. Corey surpassed Dave Vanderwerf with most wins by a Dawson Boyd coach. Dave had 354 wins in his career.
And Corey surpassed him last week. I think Corey's now picked up his 357th win of his Corey's career here, and he's not done yet. That was an impressive offensive showing by the Blackjacks tonight. Defensive-wise, way too. Like I said, Mitchell, in the first half especially, Lockpile, I don't know how many shots they had, but they just didn't fall. They wouldn't go.
They couldn't get any friendly rolls. Just Dawson Boyd's man-to-man defense really shut them down. Couldn't really get anything going to the paint. They're shooting from beyond the three-point line often and just couldn't get anything to fall tonight.
All right. So the Blackjacks improved to 18-3. The Eagles fall to 10-14. You got some stats there, Mitchell?
Yeah, so for rebounding, I had Dawson Boyd out-rebounding Lockpile Valley, total of 52-19 in terms of rebounding. Leading rebounders for Dawson Boyd, Brayson Boyd had 14, Drew Yomland had 13, Gunnar Liebel had 8. Then for Lockpile Valley, their leading rebounders, Baxter Koloff with 7, Carson Bessman with 6. In terms of points in the paint, Dawson Boyd outscored Lockpile Valley in points in the paint 62-4 is what I had them outscoring Lockpile Valley in terms of points in the paint. For free throws, Dawson Boyd went 8 of 10 from the line, and for Lockpile Valley, they went 9 of 15 from the line. Baxter Koloff went 7 for 10 from the line for Lockpile Valley tonight.
All right, good stats there, Mitchell. I think it's the senior, maybe the whole team. They're in the bleachers. Corey Larson's down front. They're taking a picture with Corey in the front row there. And the team and the parents are all behind Corey. And now he's getting the applause for being the winningest coach in Dawson Boyd basketball history. And that's quite an accomplishment. And see if we can get Gunnar Liebel up here. Corey's busy still taking pictures. But Gunnar's our Neonito Subway Player of the Game. What's our egg plus cooperative play of the game?
Our play of the game is going to be Gunnar Liebel hitting his three-pointer back in the first half to put himself over the 1,000, or put him to break the 1,000 points for his career as a Blackjack.
Yep. All right. Now you got some other scores for us?
Yep. So other scores tonight, we'll go to girls basketball. I only got a couple of games there. KMS defeated Painesville by a final score 79-28. And then in Morris area, Chicago, Alberta leads Lockpile Valley 63-32 with 4 minutes left in the second half of that game. And then in boys basketball, our final tonight, Dawson Boyd 105, Lockpile Valley 30. TMB defeated Canby 80-57 with 6 minutes left in the second half. Central Minnesota Christian leads KMS 62-52. Mineota leads Lakeview with 4 minutes left in the second half, 49-34. Ortonville leads McCray with 13 minutes left in the second half, 38-33. And RCW leads Wyoming with 10 minutes left in the second half, 64-43. And I'll see if I can find that Montevideo score.
Yeah, that Montevideo boys, they're supposed to be here next week. Next Thursday, to play Dawson Boyd, that's going to be one whale of a game. That's for sure. You
yep.
got it?
Yep. For Montevideo leads Eden Valley Watkins 82-62. That game of under a minute left in the second half, so another win for Montevideo. They'll go to, I think, 18-2 on
yep.
their season.
Yep. All right. All right. So our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game, we touched on that, the three-pointer by Gunner. Gunnar Liebel's our Neonito Subway Player of the Game. They're still taking pictures over there, so we're going to just wrap it up here. Just want to remind everybody, congratulations to the Lockpile Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows Dance Team qualifying for the state dance tournament this Friday and Saturday at Target Center in Minneapolis. I'll be there covering that both days, starting around 11 o'clock. Both. And the Shadows send-off will be Thursday about 10:15 at Lockpile Valley High School. And then 11 o'clock here in Dawson, that's Thursday, a send-off for the Shadows, and that's open to the public. And so come on out and support the Shadows. And then team wrestling, section wrestling, begins in Section 3AA, I believe, or 5AA. Team United will be hosting Hutchinson in the first round. That's a 7 o'clock start there Thursday at Dawson Boyd High School. Dick Newman and Danny Lee with the call there. So, yeah.
And I think you and I's next basketball broadcast will be next Tuesday, I believe, for McCray at Dawson Boyd and boys basketball.
That's
here in Dawson, so that'll be next Tuesday. McCray at Dawson Boyd and boys basketball.
And that's also National FFA Week, and we'll be having some FFA students with us here during halftime and during the pregame, too. So we're going to celebrate FFA that week. And I'm a judge at the science fair at Camby Middle School next Tuesday. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
They asked me to be a judge to judge science projects.
Well, there you go.
What are you laughing at?
I'm not.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I appreciate that. I've done that for a number of years. It's a lot of fun. All right. Thanks, Mitchell.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. This was a good one.
You're fine. Lockefeller Valley 30. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Camby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction.